We don't really know what energy policy will look like under the new administration. But the nation's first offshore wind energy project recently started operating in Rhode Island's waters. Now developers are pushing ahead in another vast body of water, the Great Lakes, which stretch from New York to Minnesota. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today has this progress report from Lake Erie.
Cleveland's own Charles Brush created the world's first electric wind turbine in the 1800s. He used its electricity to power his home. And since then, wind turbines have popped up all over the world, but never in the Great Lakes. That could change with Project Icebreaker, a 6-turbine demonstration to be located 8 to 10 miles off Cleveland's shore. Lori Wagner works for the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation. That nonprofit is heading the project, and Wagner is its CEO.
It's always been about economic development, healing the environment, and having sustainable energy for everybody in the population and doing our part.
The project has already garnered some local support, with utilities in Cuyahoga County pledging to buy power from the turbines. Wagner says construction of the turbines will also yield 500 jobs. Some work has already started.
We put probes into the soil to see how stiff it is. And then we also do grab samples. So we grab a box of soil, and then we pull that out intact, and that allows us to analyze it.
Alex Provanovich is project hydrogeologist for the 3-man crew sampling soil on shore.
It's like a Play-Doh.
They're sampling where a cable would run from the base of the turbines. But Wagner says there's still a ways to go until construction. Project Icebreaker needs approval from state and federal agencies and an environmental assessment.
When you start thinking about all of the technical aspects, but then the business, the social, the logistics, there's a lot of things happening.
Wagner says the project will provide about 10% of the electricity for 6,000 homes. From Cleveland, the turbines would be barely visible. But the project isn't without detractors. Some worry about storms damaging the turbines. Others wonder whether the foundation can actually break ice. The project is getting international scrutiny, too. Environmental groups in Spain and the United Kingdom recently condemned it. Sherry Lang is with the North American Platform Against Wind Power. She lives in Toronto and helped push for an offshore moratorium in Ontario 5 years ago. Now, she fears a domino effect along the Great Lakes.
We realize that if one project goes in the water, it could be like, okay, they're all going to jump in. So we were very conscious of how to fight all the projects.
Oberlin College professor John Schofield has also watched the Lake Erie project closely. He teaches a course in energy science.
Maybe people who are pessimists are right. Maybe this will be a problem. Maybe it'll be an eyesore. Maybe it will cause some environmental damage to the lake. But it's all fixable. We can tear down the wind turbines. You can restore the floor of the lake. And 20 years later, you'd never know it was ever there.
Schofield says the need for clean, renewable energy is growing. As U.S. ocean waters are opened up for wind farms, the Great Lakes could offer more room for expansion.
If we're ever going to move to renewable energy, we have to start by expanding things. And so there's only one way to get there, and that's to keep working at it.
Preparations for Project Icebreaker continue, with calls for regional businesses to get involved. If all goes according to schedule, the turbines will start producing electricity in 2018. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.